This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time to explore the mind of a stripper.
Then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, it's 4:12. We'll be right back. And we went too long there, but whatever. Amber. We're talking socially distancing.
Yeah.
Socially distant. Yeah, social distancing. That's what we're talking
about. Social distance shaming.
Someone said physical distancing is better, right?
Physical distancing.
Distancing.
Yes.
Like, physical distance is more important than social
distancing. But you can't just rename it now. The cat's out of the bag. It's called social distancing, and we're all supposed to do it, and most people are doing a pretty good job of it.
Yes. My point was, like, someone was like, you know, someone was trying to chastise me saying that, because my mom has been sick, and I don't go see my mom. I don't know. I don't think I have it, but I don't know exactly where I've been. So, like, I don't go see my mom. And when I do, occasionally, I mask up, and I don't stay very long, and it's important. I'm like, I don't want her to get it. So I'm not trying to say here that I'm one of these people that's like, oh, this is all overblown. This is ridiculous. Absolutely not. I live amongst the old. Everyone in my neighborhood is 70 plus years old. If there is going to be an outbreak in Clark County, it's going to be in my neighborhood. What I'm saying is that if I'm running down the street and I see someone, right? To me, there's almost like a partnership, right? Because some people, like you said, want as wide as berth as possible. Like Mike said, he's going to the middle of the street, right?
As long as it's safe to.
I'm not going to the middle of the street. But if I see someone walking, yes, I give them plenty of leeway for them to go by. And if that person moves
but
out
if
of
you're on a small sidewalk, what do you do?
Well, again, if I'm running, I'm not on the sidewalk. But like if I'm approaching someone, isn't there that it's almost like there's this, you make eye contact and you decide for each, like what's the acceptable realm? Because you do see some people that are obviously trying to get away from you. And when I see that, I'm like, absolutely, then I try to give them even more room. But other times you're walking, I'm walking my dogs or I'm going for a run and you see someone and they wave at you and you're, you know, I don't know, 4 feet away. You know, you're on the shoulder of the sidewalk and they're on the other side. I don't think anything of that. I'm not like, clearly they're not bothered by it. I'm not bothered by it. And I don't think that the 1 second in which I pass someone that I'm doing anything dangerous. That's why I said I'm choosing.
That's right.
I'm not.
But you do that all the time, and that's where the risk goes up. Because all it takes is one person who is at greater risk of this thing, and you will never know it.
Yeah.
But maybe you infected them and they die and you're a killer and you're a murderer and you should go to jail.
I'm just trying to take a reasonable approach to this without it being something that totally consumes me. What I was saying today was, and this was maybe was my fault. I didn't realize that I'd ridden my bike all the way into downtown and back. So I was 15, 20 miles in and I was pretty shot. And I had to go up this awful hill to get back to my house. And by the time I got up to it, it was bad. I was going about -4 miles an hour. And I got to the top and I finally was at the top of the hill and I just stopped. And I just kind of leaned on a tree and I was like, you know what? We're going to have to regroup here. And there was a guy and his dog and he was just standing there looking at me. And he was, you know, I don't know, 7, 8 feet away. And I just kind of was like, what's this guy's deal? Like, I was like leaning against a tree. He could clearly go around me, but he just kind of sat there and stared at me. And after, let's say a minute or so, I was like, is my presence here bothering you? And I get that I was panting and probably breathing pretty hard. I was the dog pooper bags, the little community bags. They were right there. And he was just sitting there patiently and he would not come near it
he wanted you out of there.
Until I cleared out of the way. And they were, it was on the other side of the sidewalk, but he was one of these guys that was not going to come anywhere near me. And I felt bad because I'm like, had he just said, hey, can you move out of the way? But once I realized that, got off the tree, went to the other side of the road, gave him a wide berth. Because I felt like that guy, it was clear that he wanted his space, and I gave it to him.
But here's the thing about that, is also respect for you. That's what is fascinating about.
He did that
for you as well. This is a fascinating human experiment that we're all in. Because in countries like South Korea, I know China's like this too, but it's a little bit different there in terms of their government and their structure, but there is a sense of we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Everyone wears masks. Everyone. If you do not, you are shamed. Here.
Oftentimes that's even without the coronavirus.
Yes.
In South Korea.
Here we have this attitude of leave me alone. Do not tell me what to do.
Yeah. We got that
free country.
We got that 1776
so
rebel thing.
This is why this is totally and utterly fascinating to me is that we are being tested because it is not about us. It is not about you. It is not about me. It is not about Mike. This is about a smaller group that is more susceptible to something we cannot see and we may be carrying.
Yeah.
So we are now being tested. How far will you go? You. Because we're all wired a bit selfish, right? Mm-hmm. So, and particularly as Americans, as our culture is a little bit different here. There isn't that greater we're all in this together type of mentality as much as there is in other countries. How far are you willing to go to help other people, even though you don't know if it's doing any good or not? And that's what's fascinating about it is a lot of people take that quite seriously, and they are being respectful of other people, and they are socially distancing like an MF-er. Because it's not that easy to do.
No.
Social distancing to me, to do it 100% of the time is actually not that easy. If we've all had to venture out for various things.
Especially living in busy areas.
That's right. It's not that easy in the store. And sometimes you get lost in your own thoughts and you forget, or you do something wrong like I did with that old woman. So I think this is a really interesting test of how selfless are we? Because it runs the gambit. A lot of people are just so selfish and so dumb. They're not going to get it and they don't care. And there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of people that are doing this the right way and come from 100% the right space on this, that it's not about me. It's not about me having coronavirus. It's about me not infecting you if I don't know if I have it.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that's what's fascinating about this is that guy. So you immediately thought that was about you. That wasn't about you. That guy was being respectful of your space. What if he's a carrier, and what if he got too close to you and you're susceptible because you have a heart condition, and all of a sudden you're dead.
You're huffing and puffing and you're breathing a lot of air in.
I just thought him being an older gentleman out there walking.
And the old, so imagine being old.
Exactly. That's
and
what I
you
said.
Would I, take this a little bit differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, I kind of felt bad. I was leaning against this tree. And like I said, I was up there wheezing, probably sounded like I was having a heart attack. And I looked up and I was like, oh, yeah, you got to get by me there.
It's just testing us. And it's really interesting to see how people react. And everybody, like I said, everybody comes from a different place on it. But you're right. It's like, it's so interesting how you get to a place where it's like, well, I'm not willing to go that far. You know, like, what is the problem with wearing a mask? We should all just do that. This would all be over a lot faster if we would just do it. But guess what? Not many people are.
No.
I mean, there's a lot out there, but there's also not a lot. Again, look at the videos of South Korea or China. Every single person has one on. Not a thing there.
I read an interesting article from a Major League Baseball player who is playing in South Korea or committed to play in South Korea this year. And he was saying it was such a culture shock. This was even before coronavirus started, of just how clean and protective they are of germs. There's hand sanitizer everywhere. They all wear masks. Everyone gives each other the space that they need. Just already, that's like lasered into their brains as a culture that that's just what you do. And he was like, it was so shocking.
Right.
But that's why when the coronavirus hit South Korea, it was so easy for them to get past it in a healthy way, or
that's,
I guess,
right.
I don't know if healthy is the right word, but in a good way, because they already were kind of trained to be that way.
They are trained
to do it a little bit more extreme.
It is definitely a part of their society. And this is an interesting case study for Americans as to how far each individual is willing to go for the greater good. And it's split. It's really split. You see a lot of people who are doing great. And it feels like, especially in Oregon, we're getting lauded for how well our social distancing is going and it's flattening the curve and this and that. And then you have other areas where that mentality is not there as much.
No, they just don't care.
So it's just really wild to see how, and we're a big country. We're a melting pot, of course. And we're not that old, right? We're not that old compared to some of these other countries, like in Europe. But it's just a different animal here. And it's really, this is just my opinion, it's just fascinating to see how we're all handling this.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure that as this goes on, I mean, we'll write about it in history books and papers will be done and studies and, yeah. Well, and
we've never really been tested in this way. All of it, every single human being, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really...
And you're right in that the weird part about it is because it's really not about most of us.
Not about you, man. No. You're going to be fine, probably. Yep. It's...
Well, according to Mike Gundy, you know...
It's that old lady.
Shake it right off.
Put on your mask, old lady. You old battle axe.
I do wear
Don't
a mask.
Don't scoff at me.
I do wear a mask out in public.
All right. Coming up next, I'm not sure. And then in the news, on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
So anyway, we got started on that topic because of something called couple spreading. If
and
this is you,
break.
You're walking with your... wife or girlfriend or whatever, walk single file.
Yeah, don't be Hitler and walk in pairs.
And like hold hands and like, I don't know. That's just what people want you to do.
Can I ask the question?
Walk single file.
And I'm being dead serious.
When you're around other people,
if you're walking by someone, like, what is the risk? Like, I'm just.
Yeah.
You know, that's the stuff that I'm wondering. Like, if you're walking down the sidewalk,
probably minimal.
You know, and you're not 6 feet apart. Let's say we're 3 feet apart.
I'm a doctor.
You know, I'm not sneezing on anyone. I'm just walking by. There's no contact made.
Again, I think that's probably not that. I mean, I don't know.
You're
but,
just trying to get in the habit of spending more of that.
I think it's not 0% that you,
right.
So of course you should be careful.
I think we don't really realize how much stuff gets transmitted even by just walking
there was an article I read
or covering your face when you sneeze
well, there was a good article. I'll see if I can dig it out. Maybe I'll try to retweet it. Someone sent it to me and it was about how easy this stuff spreads, and it kind of went through a hypothetical situation of your like someone going about just a day-to-day task and how easily, like to your point, how easily they can spread it with.
I think it's more risk than you think.
Yeah.
Even though it would be low, the idea is if everyone doesn't pay it, like if nobody pays attention to it,
then it's bad.
Then we got real problems.
Yeah.
But if everyone, literally everyone, does what they're being asked, this is over.
Sure.
It's just that we know you're never going to get full compliance.
No.
You can't get
by
any means.
You can't get 330 people, let alone 330 million people to all do the same thing.
So you have to do the best you can. But if you just say, take your life, if you're practicing social distancing, but, you know, you're in a store, you don't mind walking by somebody or getting, you know, like you say, you're within reason.
Sure.
The more you do that, the more risk there is. If you do it once or twice, it's not a huge deal. I get it. It's a level-headed way of, you know, you don't want to go overboard here. It's not go crazy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you continue to do that over and over and over, everybody else continues to do that over and over and over, all of a sudden you got problems.
Yeah.
Which is why they're asking us to just effing stay home.
Yes.
Still. And there's way more people out there today than ever in the last 2 weeks. I've noticed.
Yeah, when the sun shines out, same thing.
And traffic
today.
Is getting
way worse.
Way worse.
Yeah, more and more people out on the road. And today, like I said, I was out for 2 hours today doing the old pedal. I can't even count the number of people that I rode by.
And
they were out in droves. And I will tell you what, there were, and I don't know if like it was like a neighborhood thing or whatever, but I saw plenty of groups coming together, like people walking, you know, walking separate directions and stopping and talking to one another. Saw quite a bit. So I don't know if that was a neighborhood thing. They all seemed to know one another, but yeah, the people were out in force today in the Richie Rich neighborhood.
Like we talked about yesterday, I think people are getting stir crazy, and all they want is that connection to another person.
That's right.
So as they slowly test the boundaries of their own guilt, I suppose is a good way to put it. What are you willing to do when you go out and walk around?
I do think everyone's friendlier, though. I'm like, but they... People are always waving and smiling, and you know, I think in general.
I have noticed that too.
Yeah, people are happier.
That's great.
Yeah.
But this guy is right. Somebody texts, and I saw this study too. He was talking about a scientific study, how there are a lot of experts that are really frustrated with the 6 feet thing.
Yeah.
That they don't think that is far enough. It should be 12 feet.
Yikes.
And you should go look that up. I think it was on CNN.com. I read that. But yeah, there's a lot of people that are massively frustrated with the fact that the CDC has only recommended 6 feet because they're like, that's not enough. Anybody can breathe it in.
And maybe 6 feet is at least something that they feel like that's maybe more of a doable thing. You start telling people
27 feet.
Yeah. You start telling people 15 or 20 feet and people are going to be like, yeah, nuts to that.
Well, a lot of places that would be impossible.
Yeah.
Unless you were just staying at your house.
Which is what they want you to do. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we are following the death totals. Is that hot?
Well, I mean, hot. What do you
like, say? No, you can say no. It wasn't that hot.
Oh, okay.
But we are following that because remember they said this is going to be the worst week yet. This is going to be our Pearl Harbor week.
Yes.
Well, we're at day two of the week, unless you think weeks start on Sunday, which I don't. I believe that weeks start on Monday.
So this is
day two.
I don't like how on the calendar you get Saturday and then it turns the corner and goes back to Sunday.
I don't like that either.
That
but
bothers
that's,
me immensely.
But it's the me way it too. Is.
Pisses me right
off.
Do
you off. Know on the iPhone you can change that?
Really?
Yeah, there's a setting that will allow you to change that. But it's weird when you change it. It's weird.
Yeah, because your whole life
to have
you've
the
seen
Sunday
it.
Way over on the right. You can't. Yeah, it's like. Yeah.
And then
we're
when
just
you look at other calendars, you can't match it.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
So we have the numbers. How bad are they? We will compare to yesterday's numbers. And we'll give you the local update. I promised yesterday, too, on In the News, and we will do this. Who is price gouging in our area? There's a list of some local businesses who have been caught price gouging you. And we will...
shame them.
We will publicly shame them here.
Damn right.
That's next. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Bye, Tim Taylor. Yeah, 6 feet. Cool Kiss hat backwards. Pretty sweet.
Yeah, we've noticed that Tim Taylor lately is wearing his hat almost exclusively backwards.
And I've got two theories. One, there's nobody around. It's kind of like you wearing sweatpants into work every day.
Sure.
So it's maybe that. The second theory, and this was proven to be true because he said this, he is just turning it around when he's on the air because he doesn't want the bill to hit the mic.
It's not true because I saw him yesterday out on the Esplanade here. Yeah, I saw you wearing your Seahawk hat. Guess what? It was backwards. I think he wants to be hat backwards guy, but he feels awkward about it and doesn't want to admit it. Hmm. I've seen you almost exclusively become hat backwards guy, and it's a bold move for a 50-year-old man to all of a sudden become hat backwards guy. But hey.
Colin Cowherd would be so ashamed of you.
He would. Colin would
he
be.
Hates
he would
the
be living
the hat backwards.
Yeah.
All right. It is April. Oh, damn it.
Hold that would on. Be. Who knows? That would be 7th.
Yeah.
My
what
man.
Day is it?
7th.
April 7, 2020. It's time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Today is World Health Day. Fittingly.
Oh, okay.
So be healthy.
Aren't we mad at the World Health Organization? Well, some
are
ways.
We?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Trump is.
What'd they do?
He's pissed.
Also, it is National Beer Day.
Oh.
So be healthy with beer is how
go.
I read that.
A lot of places still doing beer deliveries.
Yeah. So we're tracking this week because the Surgeon General warned that this will be our roughest week. And so as of yesterday morning, 9,632 deaths in the United States, 338,000 cases. As of this morning, 12,474 deaths. So up by close to 3,000 deaths today.
Yeah.
And our total case number 390,712. So we'll continue to follow that this week. The new numbers, the modeling data is getting more accurate.
Yes, and I guess we're doing a good job because the modeling numbers are coming down.
They are. They're
off
saying
that horrific 100 to 200,000 people.
Yeah, they originally said 100 to 200,000. This is if we continue to socially distance and all this stuff. But now they're saying 12,000 fewer deaths, down to 81,000 total U.S. deaths. Mm-hmm. And this is in over the next 4 months if we continue the same protocols that we have in place now.
Yeah.
That's a long time. That's all the way to August. But they're saying 81,000 deaths and then 20,000 fewer beds needed, hospital beds needed, from 140,000 to 120,000.
Well, and we're hearing more and more, too, that just across the country, we're not getting overrun. Obviously, New York has been the epicenter of this. But even New York has said that, or at least Cuomo said that he's hoping that they've seen the worst of it. But I heard today that we're sending some ventilators, 200 ventilators, over to England because we don't think we're going to need them. I know Washington State sends some back to the feds to be dispersed for others. So we're seeing states, and just as a country, you know, the fear was is that we just don't have enough supplies here. And at least to me, when you hear that states are sending it back to the federal agencies and the federal agencies are willing to send some overseas to other countries that are in desperate needs of it, that those are all very, very good signs. And the mortality rate is dipping. So, you know, whatever we're doing, fingers crossed we can keep this up because it does seem like it is making a big difference.
Who is price gouging in our area?
Those sons of bitches.
There have been 125 complaints to the Department of Justice here in Oregon. This is just Oregon. Items being price gouged, of course, toilet paper,
sure,
face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes. But also they're seeing complaints about eggs, marijuana, ramen, bread, meat, paper towels, bleach, detergent, thermometers, televisions, and guns.
Well, the guns ones I can see. I've heard from some people that are like, I've had someone offer to purchase a firearm from me, and I'm like, really? Because of that, they're like, dude, they're so expensive.
So would you gouge them? Would you be like, yeah, all right. How much is a gun? I don't even know.
It depends on what you're buying.
I know, like, but give me an average price of a gun.
An AR, for like an assault rifle, $1,000.
No, I don't need an assault rifle. Just a little handgun.
A handgun? Three bills.
Does the same thing, right?
$300-$400.
Kills the perp.
It does.
How much? $300 or $400?
$300-$400. And you can get really expensive ones, but
should those be cheaper? Or am I wrong about that?
Well,
seem a little
high? I don't think we want cheap guns.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that seems like that's what you get for
You can buy a middle-of-the-road Smith & Wesson
that you never really use.
Yeah, you can buy one.
But makes you feel safe. They jack those prices up, preying upon your fear.
Yes.
Because you never really use that thing.
And shotguns, you know, somewhere between $200 and $400. Shotguns are a little bit cheaper. You can buy a shotgun at Walmart for probably $170.
So here's what happens. What they do is the state comes out. If they are getting complaints from patrons, from citizens, they will come out to your business and they will say, knock it off, douchebag.
Yeah.
If you do not knock it off and there is another complaint, they send you a cease and desist letter. And as of Monday, there had been 17 cease and desist letters sent out. Here they are. Well, here are a few of them. The 7-Eleven on Northeast Columbia and the 7-Eleven on Beaverton Hillsdale Highway.
I was going to say, I got to believe these are smaller stores. I'm guessing Walmart and Safeway and, you know, aren't jacking up prices.
The Best Buy on Stark.
The Best Buy, huh?
Yes. And a place called All Service Moving on 66th. And then a place called Moscow Knights Euro Foods. It's on Division.
What?
It's on Division.
Did you just say Moscow Knights Euro Foods?
Yes.
Anyone else feel like you can buy other things at Moscow Knights Euro Foods as well?
If you know the code word, yes.
I think that there's like a secret knock somewhere. Although I'll tell you what, I kind of want to go shop now at Moscow Knights.
Mega Foods in Woodburn. Apparently Woodburn, there are a lot of reports of price gouging. I guess there was a report of a large bag of black beans at the Mega Foods in Woodburn for $79.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Jason.
Horrible that anyone's price gouging. did someone buy the seven? Like, no one's starving right now, right? There's food. I get it. Sometimes you go to the places that you that you normally shop and they don't have the stuff that you normally want. I have not seen one single store that is literally out of food. Okay. Who the hell is going in and being like, I need bean soda. $79. That's outrageous. I guess I have to pay it. Go to one of the other 8,000 grocery stores.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous crazy. That anyone would pay that.
That's crazy. A truck driver told a story about how he stopped in Woodburn for some petrol.
Yeah.
And he pumps the gas. And while he was pumping the gas, he looked up at the big sign, you know, I was like, oh, I wonder what this costs. No prices.
Oh.
And then he finds out.
He pulled the Griswold. How much you got?
Yeah, exactly. They took the prices down. So he finds out he was paying $3.98 a gallon, and he got pissed off.
Yeah, I don't blame him for that.
So there's that. Those are just some of the companies that have been sent cease and desist letters.
Now, I wonder what the, in the Moscow Knights, are those prices up too? Are they price gouging on everything? Or is, you know.
I don't know.
Is the back goods?
I'm sure they put a premium on below.
Everything going up? Well, I did tell you that before this, for like the last, I don't know, month or so, I was looking for a new garage freezer because mine went out.
Mm-hmm.
That, I will tell you, that they are price gouging on those. Like,
who's they?
Just anyone. Like, I was looking, like, whether you're looking at like appliance stores or whatever, that stuff has gone through the roof. Like, you used to be able to...
Because I know people are just storing up food.
Yeah, people are storing up. Like, I stopped even looking. I just was like, whatever.
No kidding.
Yeah. Because you could go on OfferUp or Craigslist or whatever, and you could find them, like I said, for $150 to $200 bucks. Every single one of them on there now is 500 bills. It's ridiculous.
Huh.
Yeah. So if you're in the
market... So Big Freezer got together and said, everybody mark them up.
Yes. Like, everyone, you are full on. If you're trying to buy a freezer right now, I'm sorry, you're screwed.
All right, is Boober Eats still a thing?
Ooh.
There are some conflicting reports on this.
Well, if not, just go to Moscow Knights. I think they got what you're looking for.
But we have the definitive answer coming up next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 4:50 on The Fan with Rop and Souk. What's going on, you guys? You cool cats and kittens?
You've been going to the cool cats and kittens a while. Where are you picking that up? Because that's I'd say the last week or two you've
You don't know where that's
where
from?
Where are you picking that up?
Yeah, cool cats and kittens.
Souk.
Come on, man.
I don't think I've ever been more disappointed in you in my life.
That's the Tiger King.
Yeah, that's Carole Baskin.
It's Carole Baskin's little video intro.
Yeah,
hey there, all you cool cats and kittens.
Wasn't dawning on me. I was like, you just started
that. I murder people.
Yeah.
Okay, where were we?
I think I tried to block out. honestly, is anyone besides me? I'm fatigued on Tiger King.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it. It's over. Yeah, I don't think about it a lot anymore.
No, it needs to move on.
It's good entertainment.
And I'm over it at this point. And now, unfortunately, it's gonna ramp up. And then for Halloween, you know, everyone is gonna be dressed as freaking Joe and Carol, right?
Yeah, that's gonna be a big one this year.
If we have a Halloween,
it's gonna be annoying.
And rightly so. You think they're gonna cancel Halloween?
Well, if it's like this,
that's a good question. Will we have Halloween? Go, yeah, yes or no?
We'll be fine by October.
I think so too. Okay. Is Boober Eats still a thing? Remember the Lucky Double Lounge? We talked about them here.
Yeah, someone was going to do that for us, but then I thought it got shut down. It was, as far as I knew, it was not happening.
Well, the Lucky Double Lounge closed, strip club.
Yeah.
And their girls were taking to delivering food to you while practicing social distancing.
Well, remember all those...
And with little pasties on their boobies.
Yeah, most of those girls they can't even get unemployment. You know, they're contracted employees, so there are a lot of them that are really, really hurting right now.
So in a word, yes, Boober Eats is still going. Now, I guess they got a cease and desist from Uber.
Yeah.
Because they called it Boober Eats.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
But otherwise, they're still delivering. So it's a $20 minimum order. The most popular items, they say, are chicken fingers, steak bites, and mini corn dogs. Although something tells me it's not really about the food.
No, probably not.
And they deliver within a 20-mile radius of the lounge, and they remain socially distant with their little pasties. So you can get the Lucky Devil delivery. It's just they don't call it Boober Eats.
I just find that fascinating that, well, I mean, it's cool if you want to support the community and all that, but is anyone
ordering that?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Like, someone out in Vancouver is so desperate to get a look at some pasties.
Yes.
Because they did say, like, they will deliver out even across the bridge.
Yeah, 20-mile radius.
How cold are those mini corn dogs when they get out to you?
Again, I don't think it's about the food.
Not about the food.
All right.
What if I could start, like, pimping you out? We do,
for
like,
what?
Like, Rob deliveries? Mean? Like, we get Rob out there in some tight pants, no shirt, send you out there on some deliveries?
We can call it Juicy for Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more modest. I would not do that.
Not even for charity, Rob?
No, I'm not a piece of meat.
Well, actually, you are.
Yeah, technically, you are a piece of
meat. I mean, that is what you are. Hey, Tim Taylor's back, and he's not social distancing.
And his hat's on, correct. What?
What is he?
Oh. All right.
You okay, Tim?
You know we're doing a show.
Yeah, we're in the middle of this.
Get out of here.
Don't mind us.
Get out. Mind your social distance, please.
Yes, you're within 6 feet.
Come on, you
ass. That did nothing. You did like half a spray.
And but you're not supposed to spray it directly on there.
Yeah, you know, you're, they did, no.
Read your emails.
What is happening here?
I don't know.
All hell is breaking loose.
Tim Taylor's being selfish.
That's a mic screen.
It's a mic screen.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
No, that wasn't close.
No, it wasn't close. I dumped it, Tim. I dumped it.
Did you have to dump that?
Yes, I dumped it.
Yeah, I guarantee that got picked up. Tim Taylor's in here dropping F-bombs. Holy Jeebus. Yeah, what about
that.
If we had you yoga pants, good no times. Top, and you did some yoga poses? How'd that be? Look, the people want Juicy for Rob deliveries.
No chance.
What about like a spaghetti string tank top and just a little shimmy? Maybe showing some teat. How about that? Let's make a deal here. Come on. The people of Portland demand it.
Portland's Philip Kirkland has gone viral. Philip is a bro. I'm not sure where exactly he lives, but he was the guy. I don't know if you've seen this going around, but he was pouring a glass of wine to the girl in the apartment below him as they were both hanging out their windows.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Cheering on the 7 p.m. Yeah. Yay for...
And he gets out and does the hooray for medicine.
Yeah, and they were all doing that. And then the girl underneath him in the apartment held out her glass and he poured the wine from the floor above. And it was quite a good pour.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
All things considered.
It was good, yeah. Like, I mean, he poured it right into the glass.
I mean, you got to do it
missed a little bit early, but she got it in the right spot.
I bet she did. Yeah, that's a tough that's a tough thing. You can't fault anyone for having a little splish-splash at that point.
So they now have to get married for the sake of a good story.
But yeah, it was... Well, that would be the ultimate... Because nowadays, right, most people just have the, you know, how did you meet? I met online.
In a bar.
Yeah, there's very few. Like, how did you meet your lovely wife?
In a bar.
Yeah, so you got a bar. Most people, like, it's online now. But this is kind of cool. We were in the midst of a global pandemic and had some wine.
Yeah.
Hopefully he was able to close that deal.
Did you see the little, I don't know if I'm going to call it a meme, but it was a viral video going around of a guy who had a girl on the roof in the apartment across from him.
Take it easy.
Was working out.
He had her, did he? My brother has his wife on all fours behind the couch.
He did. And he thought she was attractive. And there was a long, like, four video part of, like, he, like, yelled out to her and, like, got her phone number. And then, like, they did, like, a FaceTime date where he put something on the roof for her. And then they could see each other. It was very cute and romantic.
Did you see the couple that both got COVID? They went out on a date and they both got it.
Well, that's a...
Like, and now they're dating.
Well, again, if they both got it, then, right, just steer into the skid.
That's kind of what he said.
Yeah, like, hey, I got it.
She had it first, and I guess she came down with it, like, right after they went out on a date. And then he was like, oh, no, I kind of liked her. See you later.
Yeah, look.
And then he got it, and then they reconnected, and now they're
in love. Let me ask this question.
They're in love.
Over under 95% single dudes out there, hot chick knows she has coronavirus, 100%. Not an if, she's like, I have tested positive for it. Come over right now, I'm horny. I've been in quarantine. Over under 95%.
I'm gonna go under.
I'm gonna go under.
Yeah.
Under?
Yeah.
95?
We just spent time talking about how people are actually trying to be good about
this. That's an
this.
Under.
Okay, Look at Mike, you asked.
That's what we think.
Yeah.
Guys, when it comes to that, especially if it's been a couple weeks, zero chance anyone's...
I mean, why not just wait until the symptoms are over?
Yeah, not waiting. Right now, let's go.
Under.
Yeah, that guy is in the car in about 3 seconds flat.
I disagree.
He wears a mask.
There would be guys that would do that, unfortunately, but...
Yeah, and by guys that'll do it, everybody.
I wouldn't. Mike wouldn't. It should be. Yeah. It's 33% clearly based on this small sample size, because you clearly would. You're like, yeah, give me some of that COVID. Oh, one other note. Noted philanthropist and board member, Arlene Schnitzer passed away over the weekend.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yep, she died. She was 91. Not of the COVID.
No.
Not of the COVID.
That's a good long life, though.
Yep. A legendary Portlander, Ms. Schnitzer.
By the way, the texts rolling in right now, and it's just a handful right now, but I have a feeling by the time this is done, the people will have spoken, and the answer to that question is the over.
It's the under. That's text in the news for April 7th, 2020.
95% is way too high of a number.
Way too high.
55305.
Way too high. Hot 5 and 5 is next. We have insensitive tweet news. Major League Baseball considering firing up in May, what they're talking about. And we have perhaps our Monday Night Football combo.
Yeah, there's a
play-by-play combo.
Yeah, someone said dated chicks who have tested positive for much worse than the coronavirus.
Chicks, man. The Hot 5 is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.